Hi, welcome back to Her Restored Spirit Podcast. My name is Tammy and I'm your host. My life is somewhat back to normal now. My kids are home from camp. I had, out of all the things, I had about a day and a half that I had the house to myself. And it was glorious. It was so nice. And I was asking myself, what's the difference? Why can I get so much done? Why can I get so much done when the house is empty? Why can I, and I started with a little bit. I was like, you know what? I am going to organize all of the storage containers. I don't use the plastic ones anymore, so it's time to get rid of those. I have a couple, because if you go to a friend's house, that way you don't have to worry about getting them back, you know, all those things. But I'm like, you know what? It's okay. I don't need to keep things just to keep them, just in case. And I was in it doing this. And then, of course, you know, you have like the million lids that are like, what? Where did these come from? I don't even remember what they go to. And then so that I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. I organized, I moved to where they are. I moved from the bottom to the top of the cabinets. And then I was like, okay, well, what else could I do? And I went, I was like, those glasses, I am ready. What's going on with that hair? I'm ready to like declutter and get rid of some of these glasses, you know, those plastic glasses that like breed at night, or you get them from every like barbecue restaurant or something you go to. They give you this take-home glass, which seems great until you have a million of them and they don't stack well. They're big and bulky and they take up space. And there's just something about like, my kids are older now. Like I want glasses. I want nice glasses. Doesn't have to be expensive, but I want them to be like, I want to look forward to grabbing the glass. I know it's the little things, right? But that's what I want. So I was like, okay, after I got done with all the lids and containers, I was like, let me go ahead and attack the tumblers. So we have a million of those and the glasses. And I did that. And I was like, okay, like these are things that have been on my list for years. Things that have irritated me. And I'm just like, I will just do it later. Things I've had the kids organize the storage containers before. And you know how that goes. Because I figured if they would organize it, then they would take the steps to keep it organized. I was completely wrong in that. If they organize it, they will complain and they will still continue to just shove it in there wherever until you open it and it falls out on you. Luckily, it's on the bottom, so it falls out on the floor and doesn't break. Well, when I was doing that, I was thinking, I was like, why? This feels so good. This feels so good. Why have I not done this earlier? Why have I taken so long? And why is it that I'm motivated when no one else is home? Like I could watch movies. I could sit and I did go and get myself some Thai food. It was delicious. I got pad Thai and curry and it was so good. I ate it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and thoroughly enjoyed it. But why do I wait? Why is it that I need the perfect conditions, the empty house? And I realized, okay, part of it, it's really hard to organize when there's people moving around you and because you have to pull everything out. So it's like part of it I get. Part of it is because when I have a quiet house, when I have all the space, then I can lay things out wherever I need them to be. The other thing is that while I'm doing this, if the house is empty, other things are not being destroyed or messy. Like I can do something and it stays. So I was like, okay, that, and there's just something about trying to organize when everybody else is needing something from you. Like you can't focus. And so I was like, okay, how can I recreate this moment? Like during other times, because I don't want to wait every 5 years to do this. I'd like to do it, you know, every couple of months, just go to a quick like reorganize of the cabinets. Or better yet, when everything's put away properly. So we don't have to actually spend an entire day, my one day free, doing that. But it felt really good. It felt really good. What is it? What is it about not having anyone at home that really just like whatever you look forward to doing, it just excites you about doing that. And so the biggest thing is that I have it in my brain that that's when the best time to organize is. I have that in my brain. I look forward to it every year that this is when it happens. When the kids go away and I have the house to myself, this is the moment. So it's all good. And it's not. How many things have you put expectations around, or you've decided that this is the way it needs to be, and you can't see any other way around it? Could I organize the cups when the kids are here? Absolutely. Absolutely. But in my head, that was my belief. And so as we talked about, beliefs are simply thoughts paired with emotions, thought over time, and then they like sink into the subconscious and they automate. Well, when we do that, because our brain loves automation. When we do that, our brain's like, okay, there he is. There's the box. We'll put that in. When all stars align and this happens, then we'll do that. How many times do we do that with our lives? Do we put things in our brain that this is the way it has to be? This is the way it needs to be. And this is the way it's going to be done. And we can't shift from it. I have realized as I'm opening my expectations and looking at, okay, where are the unrealistic expectations I've set for myself? Having kids who homeschool means that I don't have the house to myself. I don't put them on the bus in the morning. And so with that, I can't depend on the stars to align and me to have the house to myself to do anything big like that. So changing that belief, looking at what can I do? Can I make them go outside for a little while? I could do that if it's not a million degrees outside. Also recognizing that my kids are teenagers and they don't want to go play outside. We won't even get into that, but you know what I'm saying. When you're trying to I spent most of my childhood outside, most of it. These kids, you have to entice them and push them to go outside. Okay, so that won't work. How about when they're cleaning their rooms? Say, okay, everyone to their rooms. And because as a mom, I'm allowed to send everyone to their rooms, right? Doesn't matter what for, but if I can, I would, and honestly, if I gave them the choice, hey, we're going to scrub the floors or we're going to all go to your rooms, which would you like? I think they would be upstairs in the room before I finished the statement. But the biggest thing is when you look at what you want, figure out what beliefs you set around it to make it so you have that safety of I don't have to do it. In my head, organizing those two cabinets were going to take so much time that I just don't have time to do it. They did take a lot of time. I wanted to do it right. I wanted to get it done to my specification. I also wanted to try different things and see how I liked it. And I did end up changing things, but I had that freedom to do that. I had the freedom to do that. So how else can I create the freedom? What in your life are you waiting? Are you waiting until the stars align? A hobby. And once the kids are this age, once the kids are driving, once the kids are out of the house, once this, I'm going to start walking in the morning. Once, the kids start sleeping in, I'm going to do this. Once the kids get up early so we can all go together. Once we, I'm going to start meal planning. Okay, well, not right now. Next week is going to be I'm going to sit down. I'm going to plan it. I'm going to meal plan. You see, we always wait because we put these ideas around things, how they need to look, how the stars need to align in order to accomplish something. And it's a way that it stops us. It makes it so we can't move forward. So if there's write down those things that you want, write them down and really look at who do you want to be who are you? Are you someone who takes time to take care of themselves? And so that means walking, meal planning, eating healthy. Well, then you have to plan that. It doesn't happen automatically. It doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't just magically all appear. I mean, if it did, it would happen already, right? I mean, I need you to think about this. Is you have a belief around it because if it hasn't happened already, then it means that you have a belief that like something is stopping it. Discover what that is. Because once you, I just kicked my dog in the face. I didn't realize she was underneath my desk. Sorry, Daisy. Once you discover what you want, your brain will go work in overdrive to make sure that it's not possible. And it could be something as little as taking a walk. Chances are you live in an area that taking a walk is not dangerous. If you do, then okay, we have other goals and I completely understand the, okay, like I want it, but I can't make it happen. Fine. But let's just say that you know, walking out your front door, there is no saber-tooth tiger coming after you. There are, you're not walking onto a highway. You are not, there's not so much traffic out that you're going to get hit. Now, I do know that that happens. But is that really one of the reasons why you're not walking? Or is it because it's going to take so much time? How much time will it really take? Ask yourself, do I have 20 minutes, 10 minutes down, 10 minutes back? Is that a lot of time? Because I guarantee you'll spend at least 20 minutes thinking of reasons why you can't do it instead of just getting it done. What expectations does it have to be? Like, I have to have this outfit, which is in the washer. So, oh, I can't. Oh, I need these shoes. I have walked 20 minutes in flip-flops. And I'm sure that if you've shopped, you've done it too. So look at what beliefs and what expectations you've put around, what excuses. My friend, she said all of our causes become be causes. And I was like, that's so good. It's so good because we will rationalize and excuse anything and we can make it sound great. And you're also sitting in the same space that you were yesterday, you were last week, you were 10 months ago, you were 2 years ago, wanting to start this habit, wanting to start this life and waiting because the stars haven't aligned, because all the perfect conditions haven't been met. And part of it is you don't even know what those perfect conditions are. You, by not identifying them, they're elusive and they can shift and change and you can continue to give yourself excuses. Is that what you want? That's not what I want. It's not good enough for me. That's not good enough for me. So if that's not good enough, then what do I really want? Well, I want to have an organized kitchen. I love cooking, not so much in the spring during spring sports, but during like, we're about to go into fall in just a couple of months. And I love fall cooking. I love grilling. I love making fresh salads. So if I love doing that, why don't I do that more? Why do I still reach for the burritos? Why are we, when we're out, we're like, oh, let me just grab a pizza. It's because I haven't planned what I actually want. Now she's breathing in my face. Daisy, go lay down. So look at what you want. Figure out those expectations or those beliefs around it. And by doing that, it opens up a whole new world of possibilities for you. It introduces the and. I would really like to have nice running shoes when I go on a walk or walking shoes when I go on a walk. And if I keep doing this, I'll get them. But you know what? Until I get them, I can do this. The and in things. And I did a whole podcast with a friend of mine who we talked about the and to death. Like, I don't think I've ever talked about one three-letter word so long in my life. But the thing is that the and is where the possibilities are. The and will help you see, okay, I have kids home and they're going to be making messes and I can focus on this and they're teenagers. I can tell them to stop and go to their rooms. And again, my trigger word, you want to go hang out in your room or do you want to do this? You know, insert hard cleaning task there, and they will scatter. Once you've identified what's important to you, you got to do what you need to do in order to make it happen. So many times we just say that we want something and we magically want it to happen. Like, I'd love an organized house, but the work it takes to do that, am I willing to put in the work? And finally, you get to the point when you say, yes, I'm willing to put in the work. That's when it's time, it's go time. If you say no, you know what, I really would love this, but I'm not willing to put in the work. Give yourself some grace. You just identified something that, though that's something you want, you're not willing to do what it takes for it. So either change it or stop making an expectation for yourself. Stop beating yourself up if you realize it's not what you want in the first place. Stop beating yourself up. Stop feeling guilt and shame around it if it's not something you actually want. Is it something you've been told that you want? Like the Pottery Barn catalog, you open it up and I'm just like, oh, I would love to have a house like that. I would love to have a room that's cozy and all of that. Then I'm like, okay, well, let me see what it, like, with that cost, I'm not willing to pay that. Then stop idolizing that. Or figure out other ways to do it, to make that experience for yourself. If you want to be healthy and you're not willing to take the steps, why? Get curious. Are you afraid that it's not going to work for you? Are you afraid it's going to be too hard? Are you afraid that people are going to look at you different? Are you afraid that you're going to try all the things and it's not going to work? Or you try all the things that you have that evidence that you can do it for, you know, 10, 15 days and then it just crashed. Well, what expectations did you put on yourself? Is it all or nothing? Life is not all or nothing. That is something I have to remind myself, because I am an all or nothing kind of girl, which means that most of the time it was nothing. So what I wanted to come on here and share with you is that when we want something, we need to explore a little bit more about it. If you want to lose weight, if you want to create another habit, if you want to save money, if you want to serve more, if you want to have a better relationship with your spouse or your kids or your friends, if you want to have time to pursue a hobby, if you want to start taking better care of yourself, if you want a meal plan, if you want to grocery shop once a week instead of, you know, just going to the store every couple of days. You know, what do you want? Do you want to start a business? Do you want to start a ministry? Do you want to start a book club? Do you want to start a Bible study? Do you want to start a walking group? Do you want to join a walking group? You don't even have to start all of these. If you want to find one, you can do that too. You have to decide what you want. And then I will challenge you. Think of one thing you want today. And think of what are your thoughts around it? What expectations and beliefs have you put around it? Think about what you're thinking about for just a few moments. And what stars are you waiting for to align to pursue that? So let me tell you, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Change doesn't happen by accident. And if it does, it's probably not a change that is in your favor. Right? I mean, how often it's like, oh, my house, you know, all of a sudden got clean. Or, oh, I got all the motivation in the world to scrub my house top to bottom. Doesn't matter that the kids are coming behind me and doing craft projects. No, that's not going to happen. Everything you want, you have to make that decision that you're going to go for it. Your brain is going to tell you no. It is so good at proving why you should just stay exactly where you are. Don't let it anymore. Don't let it. If you want to talk about what you want, like, go onto the Facebook page. I'll put a post there about like, what is something that you really want? And then let's just talk or DM me. Let's chat. Let's figure out what the belief is that's holding you back. Because I guarantee if you remove the belief, the action will become clearer. The action will become easier to do. Wouldn't you want that? So either DM me on Instagram or Facebook, like send me an email. Go on to the Facebook page and post there. How much longer do you want to let those beliefs and those expectations hold you back from getting the life that you want? From having the relationships that you want, having the house that you want, taking care of yourself like you want, finding your impact like you want. Friend, you do not have to wait any longer, even something as little as taking a walk. If you haven't taken a walk and that's what you wanted to do today, why? So think about that. So your challenge today, think about something you want or you wanted for a while, or something that you do periodically, like I did, like the organizing thing where I realized that those stars had to be all aligned, which happens one time a year over one day. And if it's raining, it would be even better, but it was not. But what can you do to bring in the and, to reduce those expectations, to what is a way that you can remove some of those beliefs and make it happen? Contact me. Let's go deeper with this. If you're ready to go deeper, contact me. Get on the DMs. I promise you, it won't be painful. We'll find your personalized next step. Your personalized next step. Don't you want to know what's coming next for you or what your next step is? Are you tired of being stuck in the cycle of this is what I want, but I can't get it? Oh, this is what I want, but I don't have time. This is what I want, but I'm too busy. This is what I want, but I'm exhausted. This is what I want, but I don't have the resources. This is what I want, but I don't have the skills. All of those are excuses. So contact me and let's chat about this. We just did our monthly workshop on what motivates us. It was really incredible. There's things like as we were talking, I made a couple connections that even I did not see coming. But it's so important that we understand what we do, who we are, why we're wired the way we are, what beliefs we hold. When we just sit and we learn to listen to our thoughts, we're able to see how God created us. And friend, when we see how God created us, we see why we were created. We see why we're here. We see our next steps and we see the impact that we make, how our purpose and our calling matters. And I know that yours does. I know that the world needs you to know your strengths, to know your impact, because when you do, then you can inspire others as well. And it's a ripple effect. Then we can work together and it's a lot easier. You know, light, many hands make light work. Well, it works for the gospel too. It works for, and it doesn't have to be, you know, taking the gospel specifically, but even just going and being around people and using your gifts that God's giving you in a way that helps others, that is the gospel. Love your neighbors. All right, with that, I will close and I can't wait to talk to you next week, but seriously, contact me. Let's go deeper with this. Stop waiting until the time is right to make something happen. If you want it, there's a reason. Let's explore it. Let's find your personalized next step. All right, with that, I will talk to you later. Bye for now.